Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY25 post-earnings conference call of Sanghvi Movers Limited. As a reminder, all the participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shyam Kajale from Chief Financial Officer of Sanghvi Movers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Via, for the introduction. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for attending Q1 FY25 analyst and investor conference call of Sanghvi Movers Limited. This is Shyam Kajale, Chief Financial Officer of the company. Along with me is Mr. Rishi Sanghvi, the Managing Director of our company. So I will quickly take you through the highlights of financial performance and strategic updates of the company, and then open up the floor for the question and answer. So in terms of financial performance of the company for the quarter ended June 2024, our company has achieved income from operation of rupees 151 crores vis-à-vis rupees 165 crores in Q4 of last financial year and rupees 146 crores in Q1 of financial year 2024. The drop in the turnover was primarily on account of reduction in the capacity utilization and the yield in Q1 FY25 as compared to preceding quarter and in the first quarter of previous financial year. Our average capacity utilization has dropped from 84%-77%, while the average blended yield has dropped from 2.2% per month to 2.04% per month. The drop in the capacity utilization and yield is primarily on account of monsoon in the country and slowdown due to general elections in the country. There is a slowdown in the project uptake, and on-the-ground execution is muted, which we suspect to be the wait-and-watch approach to the outcome of general elections. Moreover, there is a slowdown in PSU and private CapEx. The management expects similar kind of business outlook and subdued financial performance of the company in Q2 FY25 and expects further drop in capacity utilization below 75% and average blended yield below 2%, primarily on account of heavy monsoons in the country. Our overall EBITDA percentage for the quarter ended June 2024 was 55% vis-à-vis 59% in Q4 FY24 and 62% in Q1 FY24. The reduction in EBITDA percentage is primarily on account of increase in EPC business, renewable plus project EPC, which is a volume-driven and low EBITDA business. For the quarter ended June 2024, our net profit after tax was 41 crores vis-à-vis rupees 48 crores in Q4 FY24 and rupees 42 crores in Q1 FY24. Company has done a CapEx of 82 crores in Q1 FY25, have added 18 cranes aggregating to 63 crores, and have done a CapEx of 19 crores towards the purchase of other equipment. Most of the cranes that we have purchased during the quarter was booked in the last quarter of FY24 and got spillover due to delay in delivery of those cranes. Based on the visibility that we have, market dynamics, competitive landscape, the management may do additional CapEx of 125 crores-140 crores in the current financial year over and above the CapEx which is already completed in Q1 FY25. During the quarter, we have sold 10 cranes, including some of the cranes which were shown under the asset held for sale in Q1 25, and have generated profit of rupees 5 crores from sale of these cranes. Company has sold surplus land at Chennai and three residential flats and have generated 11.60 crores as a profit. As of 30th June 2024, company has a fleet of 361 cranes aggregating to rupees 2,560 crores. This is excluding 40 cranes which we are considered as asset held for sale. As of 31st July, our order book executable in FY24-25 stands at rupees 744 crores, which will be executed during FY24-25. Out of which, we have an order book in excess of 330 crores from renewable and project EPC business. And these orders are expected to be executed in the current financial year. The overall order book will continue to grow in the balance 8 months. The company has surplus cash which is earmarked for long-term strategic plans. The corpus as on 30th June is rupees 176 crores, which is invested in fixed deposit and debt schemes of various mutual funds. These funds are invested in debt funds and are yielding returns between 6.6% to 8.25% per annum. SML is currently ranked 4th largest crane rental company in the world and the largest in India and Asia as on June 2024 as ranked by International Cranes. I will now hand over the floor to Rishi Sanghvi, our Managing Director, to speak out the strategic and long-term growth initiative that we have undertaken. Over to you, Rishi.
Thanks, Shyam, and good afternoon, everyone. In order to leverage some of the core capabilities within the company, which we have developed in the renewable industry, project EPC and logistics services, your company proposes to create distinct business units by spinning off these activities into two companies, which will be wholly owned subsidiaries of Sanghvi Movers Limited, primarily Sanghreen Future Renewables and Sanghreen Logistics. The tentative date for the spin-off of these business verticals will be 1st October 2024. The primary thought behind the proposed spin-off is to unlock the full potential of each of these business segments, and we plan to do so by providing dedicated resources and leadership who will own the P&L responsibilities of these business units. Our strategic consultant, Bain & Company, is helping us evolve this vision of growth and value creation. I would now like to open up the floor for Q&A and hand it back to our moderator. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aman Soni from Invest Analytics Advisory LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Can you please provide insights into the Q2 demand environment within the industry and share the outlook for the industry moving forward in FY25?
Rishi, can you take this question?
I could not understand. Could you please
repeat? He is just asking the business outlook going forward. Am I right?
Industry outlook.
Yeah,
so as we already mentioned in our opening remarks, there is a dip in the capacity utilization and yield, which we have said is on account of the monsoon, early onset of monsoon in the country, and a general slowdown due to the elections that took place. The project offtake is slow, the ground execution is muted, and we suspect that this is due to a wait and watch approach to see the outcome of the elections. Moreover, PSU and private capex has slowed down. However, notwithstanding these opening remarks, you know, we are proud to state that our order book for this year, as of 31st July, stands at around 750 crores. And the entirety of this order book is executable in this financial year, FY24-25. Now, of this 750 crores, we see approximately 330 crores coming from the renewables and project EPC business. We still have a balance of 8 months to go. So we see that we expect that in the second half of the financial year, there will be an improvement in the demand for cranes, and we will be able to further pick up the utilization and yield in the last two quarters of this financial year. The demand for cranes is coming from a number of sectors, or will come from a number of sectors such as wind, renewable wind, steel, cement, thermal power, nuclear power, roads, metros, railways, bridges, ports, and other infrastructure projects that are being built across the country.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Dipan Sankara Narayan from Trustline PMS. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. So firstly, can you throw more light on these new verticals which you have talked about these renewables and logistics companies? So what is the kind of capital required for these businesses, and how do we see the revenue scale up and also the return ratio profile of these businesses look like?
So as we discussed earlier, the renewable wind and project EPC business or the logistics business, these are volume businesses with low EBITDA margins. We have already bagged orders worth more than 336 crores, and there are many other inquiries and orders that will come in the pipeline. Going forward, we expect that this business will grow more than 50% year on year, considering our well-established reputation and the fact that we have built a robust track record. Now, putting these things into perspective, that the management has taken the call to carve out these new services or new business, new activities into two separate business units, which are primarily Sangreen Future Renewables and Sangreen Logistics. As I mentioned, both of these companies will be a 100% wholly owned subsidiary of SML, and the intent to carve out these businesses is to unlock their full potential. Eventually, these units will transform into sustainable long-term value creators, and this will add a tremendous amount of value for our shareholders. We are pleased to note that as we scale up both of these businesses, we are seeing improved EBITDA margins, which we believe will settle between 12 to 15% in the long run.
Okay, so more specifically on this logistics business, so there we are talking about storage, warehousing, transportation, even container freight station kind of services. This is mainly related to our core business itself, or we are separately doing logistics services for even other companies or other customers as well.
So there will be a lot of synergies at play because we have a large amount of freight transportation, which involves freight and carriage of our core business, which is cranes, which is the movement of our cranes. On the renewable side, we do a lot of WTG component movements, which is from factory to site or port to site, as well as the intercarting of WTG components, as well as cranes from tower to tower. So there's a lot of synergy that can be derived between the three verticals, which is our core crane business, the renewable business, and the logistic business. And the management will take the appropriate call into understanding what further revenue segments we want to add under these businesses.
So what kind of capital required for these businesses to scale up? So that's the differential we wanted to understand.
See, basically, as Rishi has rightly pointed out, we are just expanding our core capability in the logistic business. Okay, that's why we are already in the process of forming a separate business unit. We already incorporated that company, and this company currently is a cost center which we would like to convert into a profit center, and therefore we are in the process of appointing a CEO who will take the ownership of entire company, and he will be responsible for the P&L. So once he settled down, we will take up appropriate call for doing a CapEx in this business vertical. More particularly, I'm talking about logistics business. Currently, we are providing intercarting and surface logistics services, which will be run in this company. These activities will be performed from the Sungreen Logistics Private Limited initially. Once the CEO settles down, we will expand these services as mentioned in our object clause once the CEO settles down. Currently, there is no CapEx plan for doing any asset acquisition in Sungreen Logistics Limited. Similarly, in Sungreen Future Renewable Limited, it's EPC services, and that doesn't require any capital infusion as such.
Okay. So in the view of customer, you'll be a full service provider right from the full complete value chain. So that way we will be operating as a player, right?
Yes.
Our modality will be from conceptualization to commissioning.
Okay. Got it. Thanks a lot and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Debashish Niyogi from SD Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Sir, strategically, the way we are extending is the right way, and creating separate vertical under each CEO. My question is on the core business. On the core car crane rental business, okay, if we had been operating at the capacity which we used to operate, okay, so even if we add that, then also the core business is not growing. What is the reason? Because we are the fourth largest in the world and a market leader in India, and we have a huge tailwind, specifically on renewables wind. So why the core business is not growing, even if at, you know, the capacity which we had before?
So as we already mentioned to you, the capacity utilization has dropped from about 84% to 77%, and the average blended yield has dropped from 2.2% to 2.04%. Now the drop in this capacity utilization and yield, as we have already mentioned, is primarily on the account of the early onset of monsoon in the country and the perceived slowdown due to the general election. There's a slowdown in the project offtake, on-ground execution is muted, and we suspect this as a symptom of a wait-and-watch approach to the elections. Moreover, PSU and private capex has slowed down. Now, if you look at the renewable wind industry, which you said has tailwinds, the erection that has taken place in the first quarter of FY24-25 is approximately 770 megawatts, which is in fact a 33% decline year on year for the same period from last year. We believe that the execution or the installation of wind turbines will pick up in the second half of the year post monsoons, and so we will see a rise in the core, which is a crane rental business, in the second half of the year.
Okay. Sir, strategically we are moving to higher tonnage crane. So the percentage of 100 tons plus crane as a total to the total number of crane has been increasing, and that is a strategic move. Is it to simplify the operations, or the yield in the higher tonnage crane is higher?
So we normally give the average blended yield for the entire fleet of crane. So technically, we can't say ki the higher end cranes are having a better yield. It's basically a game of economies of scale. So we can't disclose this number ki how much yield that we get into the 100 ton above capacity cranes and below 100 ton capacity. See, technically, what happened whenever you give a heavy duty crane, say for example 600 ton capacity crane or 650 or 750 for that matter. Especially in the wind sector, we have to give a support cranes. Support cranes are typically 100 ton capacity to 160 ton capacity. So automatically there is a business for these cranes being generated. So you answer to your question, the average blended yield we normally disclose, and we don't give capacity wise yield to the investors, because that amounts to a
trade secrets.
Fair enough, sir. So my last question is that, you know, there is one more very small player compared to us in the crane rental space and similar business, very small player. And they have been consistently growing both in terms of revenue and the yield. And their yield is significantly different than our yield. So, you know, their yield is anything between 2.75 to 2.98% per month. And ours is 2 to 2.2. So I'm not understanding this, because we are market leader. Our yield,
sorry, what is your question?
My question is that, sir, there is one more listed player, and the numbers are available for that company through their presentations over the quarters. So that company is consistently reporting, you know, yield of 2.75 to 2.98%. You know, so I'm not able to figure it out, you know, why we are being a market leader, having significantly lower yield, and our yield is not growing.
So I will take this question. See, basically, we are a 3.5 decade old company, and when we started our business with used cranes, and then we started acquiring a lot of German cranes. And as you know, the German cranes are more costly. The yield is a function of basically the pricing power of the fleet. So our average blended is supposed to come down, because we have a lot of German cranes bought in the past. So the competitors which we are talking about, we don't know their fleet composition. So perhaps they may be the late entrant in this business. They must have purchased a lot of Chinese crane, and as you know, Chinese cranes are cheaper than the German cranes. Their yield is expected to be higher than the German cranes.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you, sir. All the best to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Next question will be from the line of Sunil Jain from Nirmal Bang Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking my question, sir. Sir, in EPC business, you said that that doesn't require any capex. So if you can talk about what will be the working capital requirement, because in the presentation you said that the extra cash which you have of around 176 crore, that will be deployed in the new businesses.
Okay, for the working capital thing, for the EPC business, we require more particularly the bank guarantee limits.
Not fund based limit.
Okay, which we already tied up. I don't know whether you saw our presentation. You must have seen the total debt position is also being disclosed in the investor presentation, and the CC utilization number is also given. So even if we are going in this business in a full-fledged manner, our average CC utilization is less than 3 crores. So this particular business is more, they require more non-fund based limit, which is particularly the BG limit, which we are tying up with the banks.
So specifically, what will be the debtors, D?
The debtors for this business also, we are putting a threshold of between 30 days to 45 days.
In fact, most of the customers in our renewable wind business, these are IPPs, independent power producers, with very large balance sheets, and they're very highly capitalized. So they are, they are either fund backed, sovereign fund backed, pension fund backed, or private equity backed, or they are foreign utilities who have come to India and setting up, or they are listed independent power producers. So they are well capitalized. Their entire financial closure for the particular wind farm is achieved prior to the start or the execution of the project. So we are able to be secure in our cash flows from them, and that's why our debtors days we are able to manage in this way.
Okay. And sir, second question relate to, you said that the Q2 will have an impact of monsoon. So is there anything else, or except monsoon, everything is okay?
So as we mentioned, and I think now this is the second or third time, you know, there has been an impact due to a slowdown because of the general election. private and public capex is also slowing down. Execution on ground, because you know we are the real proxy to what is happening in the with respect to the infrastructure in the country. So execution on ground has slowed down, and we perceive, at least in within the renewable wind energy space, for capacity utilizations to go up post monsoons, because there will be a huge push to meet the annual erection target this year in the country. Besides this, some of the projects will start picking up in the second half of the financial year within the steel, wind, steel, cement, thermal and nuclear power, metro, railways, roads, bridges, ports. So these are the sectors that will fire in the second half of the financial year. And it will significantly add to our order book, which currently stands around 750 crores. And we have 8 months to go. And the entirety of our order book is executable in this financial year.
And this 336 crore order which you have in EPC, everything is executable in the current year itself?
Yes, that is correct. You know, some of this order book may get pushed to the next financial year, but this is due to external bottlenecks, potential external bottlenecks, or a delay in the start of the projects.
Yeah, but in 744, this is included totally.
The 336 is included. Is that your question?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And sir, last competition, last question is related to this, if we talk about the EPC margin, you said that 12 to 15%, that is EPC both, renewable and other.
Together. Yes, yes.
Because in the result which we publish, you divide it into two parts, and the EPC other has a very high margin.
Yes, because it's nascent. As it scales up, the margin will drop.
Okay, okay. So aggregate margin is 12 to 15% anywhere between.
On the EPC side, yes.
In the long run.
In the long run as well.
Yeah, so initially it can be lower and then it will start picking up, like in Q1.
See, currently it is 17%. If you see the Q1 number, na, blended EBITDA margin for both wind and project EPC is 17%, which we are saying in the long run it will settle down between 12% to 15%.
Okay, fine. Great, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question will be from the line of Deepak Pradhar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm audible, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. So just first of clarification, I mean, this 750 crores order book, which includes 336 crores of EPC or renewable orders, right?
Yes.
And this entire 750 crores we are targeting for execution in FY25 itself, out of which 150 is already done. So remaining three quarters, we are looking for 600 crores of execution.
Plus two new quarters, new orders will be also added na, in next 8 months.
Yeah, so what can be the expected, I mean, that new execution over and above the 750? I mean, what can be the range that one can look at?
It depends upon the order booking, eventually. So there are a lot of inquiry pipeline is there. It depends upon the conversion ratio also.
I think what you can do is we have given numbers in the last financial year. So an extrapolation will give you some kind of idea where we could close the financial year, but as a best practice, we don't want to give a forward guidance.
You refer page number 17 of the investor presentation.
Reiterate, I mean, which presentation? This
presentation? The IR presentation.
Okay, so in the page number 17, you have given, the order book position, right?
To correct. Balance amount.
But I mean, can you just reiterate what you have suggested for the last year? I mean,
it's on page 17, my friend.
Okay. Fair enough. I got it. And we do expect that share of renewables execution in this year, I mean, percentage revenue mix would be higher as compared to last year, right? FY24. That would be a fair assumption to make. I mean, would be at least 30-35%. I mean, overall.
Yes.
So accordingly, our margin would be diluted to that extent. I mean, because our rental would have 50 to 55% margin, and this business would have 15% plus minus somewhere.
Yes.
Okay, okay. Fair enough. Okay, yeah, that would be it from my side. All the very best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question will be from the line of Jehan Bhada from Nirmal Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Sir, if I look at the other listed wind turbine generators, they have been, their order books have been growing at more than 100%, and even execution is much higher. So, if you can help us understand, the wind installation for the country in the quarter one was down, you said. Can you help us reconcile as to, the difference between our company, which in the first half, in the first quarter, we have not been able to increase the order book materially, but the wind turbine generator guys are able to do that. So if you can explain that.
No, I'm not able to comment on their numbers, but the fact is that in the first quarter of this financial year, only 770 megawatts has been installed, whereas in the same period a year ago, it was 1,140.
Right.
So, I would say it is unfair for me to comment on the wind turbine manufacturer's numbers, but something is better left for their management to comment on.
Yeah, I would like to add here that there is a fall in the capacity utilization in the current financial year. It's primarily because of delay in granting the grid connectivity, land availability, and the right-of-way challenges. So there are some challenges in the wind industry itself. So that is delaying the execution on the ground. So their order book may be swelling. Yes, you are right on that front. But there are on-ground challenges in execution of those projects.
Fine. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question will be from the line of Agastya Shah from Shah Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to ask, on 28th of June this year, we gave an interview to ET Now. And in that interview, we had mentioned that we will need to go to the board for a fresh capex approval above 200 crores, while currently our guidance is much lower. So what has changed in the last 30 days?
No, if you see the commentary that we are given, we already mentioned that we have already done a capex of 82 crores, which includes capex of 63 crores for purchase of cranes, and we may do additional capex between 125 crores to 140 crores in the current financial year, over and above the capex which is already completed in Q1 FY25. Hence, the total capex for the current financial year would be in the range of 200 crores only.
Okay, but I think on the interview we had said that we are very confident of taking it above 200 crores this year.
Well, so currently we are targeting and restricting up to 200 crores. If there is a business visibility and opportunity, we may increase the capex number and we'll take the board approval. So subject to board approval, we may do additional capex.
But what has changed? Like currently we are not looking to do more than 200, while on the interview we were very upbeat about it.
I think our position remains the same. Again, it's 200 crores. If the business demands further capex, subject to board approval, we will execute. For example, last year, when we started the financial year, our plans were definitely lower than what we have executed. I believe we closed the year, Shyam, at 340 crores, right?
Correct.
And our starting plan was somewhere around 200.
Right.
Okay. Alright, another question. We are getting into this EPC business, which is new for us, while on the other hand, we are seeing that a company called Inox Wind is getting into our core business of crane rentals. So I just wanted to understand what is our vision with this business, what kind of return metrics are we expecting, any color on return on capital, cash flows, how do we see it adding value?
Shyam, you want me to take that?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Look, first of all, on the renewable space, it is a natural progression from us because we are already in the
we are already providing the crane services to the renewable sector. We have a very well established position and reputation with a number of our customers. Most of these IPPs, when the OEM stopped doing execution, which was around the COVID times or the post the change in the policy from feed-in tariff to reverse auction, most of the OEMs took a backseat. In fact, a number of them exited the country, and the Indian OEMs were had their own set of challenges at that time. So there was a tremendous pull or demand from the market for a well-established, well-governed, reputable company to deliver on turnkey services for the renewable industry. And it's that pool that led us to provide services around civil, electrical, mechanical and logistics. Now, these activities include a number of services such as constructing the foundation, erection and commissioning, storage yard development and maintenance, purchasing and construction of transformers, PSSs, 33 kilowatt lines, and all other such activities which comes under the term of balance of plant activities. We see today that we have approximately 336 crores of top line, and this is a business which we are scaling up and being very selective on the type of customers, type of projects that we want to work with, what is the financial closure on those projects, who are the other stakeholders involved in the execution of that project, because all those factors have a direct impact on how we, where our margin lies in the services that we provide the customers. So we believe, as we already mentioned, that this business will scale 50% year on year, and in the long term, once we achieve a certain size and scale, that the EBITDA margins will settle anywhere between 12 to 15%. There will be a tremendous amount of value creation that takes place within these business verticals, because again, as we said, it will have the dedicated resources, there will be a leadership team that is has P&L accountability, and they can drive really drive the business to achieve its full potential. Now, with respect to Inox, again, you know, it's an announcement that they have made today in their current investor presentation in the last quarter. There, you know, in the past, few of our own customers have tried to buy their own cranes and started to even rent those cranes in the market without understanding the technical complexities and other nuances of this business. You know, we are in an asset sweating business which requires a very different approach and execution capabilities. Now, I can't comment on the decision that the Inox Group has taken to venture into our business, as the management must have applied certain probably lenses or put in some guardrails. It's too early to comment or give a few further comment on how this is going to pan out for them.
Anything on the return on capital that we are expecting on the new business?
You are talking about overall ROC, right?
Yeah, ROC for the EPC business specifically. What are we expecting? What would be the capital requirement? We are looking to grow 50% year on year. So
basically, this business doesn't require any capital infusion as such, as it is a working capital intensive business. So on overall basis, as I mentioned to in the conference call, this conference call in the opening remark also, and Rishi also mentioned that the EBITDA margin for this business will be between 12% to 15%.
Okay.
Again, the requirements are non-fund based limits, essentially for bank guarantees on execution.
So we'll be taking up a lot of working capital, that is what I assume then for...
yeah, initially yes, but it will be again, circulated, no? Basically, the money will start flowing in the system again. No? It may be initially working capital, but once you start getting the money and once you start redeeming the bank guarantee, or once the bank guarantee being comes to an expiry date, again, it will be a revolving limit that we will be having. No? So it will not impact our overall working capital limits also.
Okay, all right.
Plus the receivable days we are trying to maintain, Sham.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. That'll be all.
Thank you. The next question will be from the line of Riya Mehta, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Riya Mehta from Aquitas India. So my question is in regards to the last quarter, we had increased the commission to 3% for the net profit. Since the outlook is a little subdued for first half, are we looking for revising the commission?
Yes, Riya. In the last financial year, because of the record-breaking profit numbers, the board of directors have approved increased the commission to Mr. Rishi Sanghvi from 1.5% to 3.5% of the net profit. It was a one-time extra commission that NRC and the board has approved. Further, we have passed the special resolution and took the shareholders' approval. So going forward, company will pay commission to MD at the rate of 1.5% of the net profit till the contractual tenure of managing director is over, and that is also subject to the NRC and board approval. So the MD's commission is fixed at 1.5%.
Got it. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question will be from the line of Yash Agarwal from JM Financials. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. So again, just to come to the page 17 of the PPT, we mentioned that the balance amount of orders 593 crores. But if I remove the EPC bit, our crane business seems to be, order book seems to be on a declining trend. So I just want some comments on that. And second question is that for the full year, are we expecting the core crane rental business to do better than last year, barring these quarterly sort of volatility that we are facing?
Yes, your observation is right. Our crane business overall order booking is shrinking, primarily because of the lower capacity utilization, the Q1, and expect to have same kind of subdued performance in the Q2. So based on the inquiry pipeline that we have and the serious discussion that currently we have with our customers who are in requirement of crane post-monsoon, that is from 1st of October, we expect the order book for the crane business will again start increasing. At the moment, I cannot tell you how much revenue that we will get out of the crane business, because these orders, these inquiries are yet to convert into the orders. But yes, on overall basis, there might be some level of the crane revenue business will be more or less remain flat as compared to last financial year, because we have lost almost 4 to 5 months of capacity utilization because of the monsoon and the general elections.
So again, follow up is that, as one participant mentioned, that the wind turbine guys are looking at 2 to 3x order book. My only question is, are we losing market share in the wind, on the wind side, on the renewable side, to some other players?
Rishi?
So, although the order book is increasing, there is a slowdown in the execution of the order book, which is the on-field execution. If you take a look at the Q1 numbers for capacity addition, it's already mentioned there's a drop in 33% of capacity addition from 1,100 odd megawatts to around 770 megawatts. So there's already a 400 megawatt, which is dip in the new capacity addition in the renewable wind space. I would say in terms of the competition intensity, yes, it is increasing. This is on account of the heated space, that is the renewable space. It is extremely hot right now. There's a lot of Chinese equipment which is entering into the market. And so the competition intensity is increasing. But I don't think that there would be a direct correlation in what you are saying, which is that the OEMs are increasing the order book, so therefore are you losing your market share? I would say that it is not possible to draw that direct inference right now.
And just in terms of the pipeline of orders, so what is the quantum, relative to last year in terms of the pipeline? You know, if you cannot give an absolute number, which I can understand, but what is the growth in the pipeline that you're witnessing on the crane rental side?
So for the crane rental, pure play crane rental, for example, I talked to you in gigawatts. We have 5 gigawatts of inquiries right now.
And what was that number last year?
No, we won't have that number offhand.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishi Sanghvi for closing comments.
We once again would like to thank everyone for participating in the investor call. Your company is making a lot of progress in developing the strategic avenues or business verticals around Sangreen Renewable, Future Renewables and Sangreen Logistics. As we move forward, we look to adding to our existing order book of 750 crores in the balance 8 months and investing and our surplus cash flows in our growth vision, growth avenues and our vision for long-term value creation. We look forward to the continued support of all our shareholders and thank everyone for taking the time out today for joining this investor call. And I would also like to thank the moderator for conducting today's investor call. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Sangreen Movers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.